Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coming up on show 593, Tesla's version 10 software is finally rolling out to most people. Gas station pumps becoming EV pumps and Maserati's big electric push. Those stories and many more coming up on your edition for the final working day of the week, Friday, 27th of September. My name is Martin Lee, going through every EV story I can find to save you time. Got to say thank you, as always, to myev.com. What a genius idea it was to have a marketplace that only is about buying and selling, learning about electric cars or cars with plug sockets. Somebody had to do it, and MyEV were first, and it's a fantastic resource in the USA for you to be able to use. Check it out, myev.com. Wow, it's finally happening then. Not just those on the early release program, or whatever the exact phrase is. Not only those that have the early access to Tesla software, but if you own a Tesla, no doubt you'll be connecting it to your Wi-Fi and hoping it's updates to version 10. Yesterday, the latest over-the-air software update known as version 10 started rolling out to Tesla owners. The update packs a load of features. Fun features, mostly for when the car is parked or charging, if I'm honest with you. According to the tech site Mashable, who says games like Cuphead are coming to the Tesla Arcade and a new Tesla Theatre application houses all the streaming video options. Mashable says that karaoke is what it sounds like, or karaoke. A karaoke interface with lyrics on the screen so you can belt out your favourite Celine Dion tunes, and a summon update that lets you summon your car from a parking spot, only available for drivers though who have the full self-driving package or earlier enhanced autopilot. Other updates are streamlining Sentry mode, and the new mysteriously named Joe mode lets you lower the volume of your parking chimes and the other alerts if you have a sleeping baby in the car. I did ask last week why it was called Joe mode. Maybe 4 or 5 people replied to me actually on the YouTube comments and on Twitter saying, oh, it was because a guy called Joe on Twitter asked Elon for this feature. I don't think it was. I've looked back through when Elon was initially talking about this, about Joe mode, and if you look at the thread, I mean, I couldn't find anyone called Joe at the top of the thread saying, can we have this feature? So I wonder whether that has come about after the event and someone said it and it's caught on. I don't think it's because anybody called Joe initially asked, and so if you know the reason why it's called Joe mode, please tell me. It's a small detail. If you want to control the climate of your car, unlock the car, and even do the windows, the app's now been updated on the 3 and the X. ZDNet reports that along with Netflix, Tesla drivers are able to view content from YouTube and Hulu, or Hulu plus live TV from the dash console. Well, Tesla's self-driving capabilities aren't yet advanced enough for drivers to switch off and watch movies on the move, and thankfully the company notes that you can watch your favourite shows, movies and content whilst your car is parked. The company says customers have praised Summon for its convenience after shopping, but notes that those using Smart Summon must remain responsible for the car and monitor it and its surroundings at all times. The feature is available to drivers when the car is within line of sight. Owners of the Model 3 Standard Range Plus and Standard Range now get to stream Spotify, TuneIn and Slacker, but not over 3G, 4G networks. You've got to be on Wi-Fi. And The Verge reports that video recordings captured when Teslas are in their self-protect Sentry mode are now stored in a separate folder from the other camera content. The Joe mode avoids waking up sleeping passengers by reducing car chimes, and the Tesla mobile app can do more things now and control the car remotely. Meanwhile, Slash Gear mentions China specifically. Tesla customers in China will soon get Tencent video access in the car, with more services promised in the future. There is a audiobook service, is it called Himalaya, in China, and also a service that is spelt I capital Q IYI. I'm not sure what that is. I suppose I could just look it up. But Chinese customers get that as well. Tesla themselves say this, and I quote, "We're expanding our music and audio platform to enable Spotify premium account access in all supported markets, one of the most requested features from Tesla owners. This will be in addition to Slacker Radio and TuneIn, which are also available in Tesla vehicles." And let me just bring up the important word in that sentence, "in addition to." I'd made the assumption, many commentators and writers had made the assumption, that Spotify would be a replacement for other services. Nobody, I think, all along thought, are they just going to add Spotify and keep TuneIn and Slacker? So those that do use those playlist features, for instance, voting their favourite songs up and down, you get to keep Slacker. And if you pause the video where Tesla uploaded to YouTube today, you do get to see something called car wash mode. But what is that? I've no idea. Why would you want car wash mode? Maybe it automatically stops the wipers going when the screen gets wet. The windows could go up, I suppose. It could lock the charge flap so that the brushes can't accidentally pop open your charge flap. I don't know. Let me know if you have any ideas. And on tutorials, Tesla say one line on this. One line for what could be one of the most important parts of this update. Additionally, all customers will have access to Tesla tutorial videos to learn more about their vehicle. And in a previous earnings call or investor day, I recall at some point, someone, maybe it was Andre Kapathy, someone from Tesla's senior team said that the majority of time taken up with service center inquiries from people saying, how do I use my car, is, how do I use autopilot? They get a Tesla, and then the next question is, but how do I use autopilot? And even things like, you have to drive it for 40 or 50, 60 miles before it calibrates, and all those kind of things. So now there are a series of tutorial videos, YouTube-style short tutorial videos, about how to use all the various aspects of your Tesla, which, when you get your car, you do the paperwork, you get the key, if you want to sit in the car park of the Tesla service center, you could do, and I guess watch, you know, connect to their Wi-Fi and watch these videos. But I imagine most people will want to go for a drive. But then when you get home, go get a cup of tea or something, if hot drinks are allowed in your brand new car, and just sit down and watch these videos of how to use the various functions. Just wonderful. A great addition. So many people are going to find this useful. It is perhaps one of the most important additions in version 10, and yet it's the one thing that I've not seen reported anywhere today. Kind of got overlooked by those tech blogs that I was just talking about, because it's not particularly sexy, but I think it's really, really important for new people to Tesla, new people to EVs. Like I mentioned, Tesla did upload a YouTube video today, and I think at the beginning and the end, there is one of those things where they've put a slide on screen, but they've kept it on screen for one or two frames, and so you get through all of these different things in about a second. So the whole thing is designed just to whiz past you, bang, like that. And you get, it happens too fast for the eye to capture. But if you pause that video frame by frame, I can in fact tell you what it says. As far as I can work out, it says voice commands, driving visualization, maps improvements, Sentry mode improvements, software update improvements, application launcher updates, YouTube, car wash mode, karaoke, Spotify, Cuphead, feeling lucky, and Tesla Theatre. And there may be some more, but that's as far as I can tell. I was wondering if there was going to be some sort of like Easter egg hidden in there of something that's never been talked about. I suppose car wash mode it ticks that bill. Well, that was the big update, but shares of Tesla jumped more than 5% today after Electrek, the EV vehicle news website, reported that Elon Musk had told the company that they have a shot at delivering 100,000 cars this quarter, which would be a brand new record, says CNBC.com. Elon Musk wrote in the email, "We have a shot at achieving our first 100,000 vehicle delivery quarter, which is an incredibly exciting milestone for our company." He also added, "The challenge is making sure that we have the right car variants in the right locations and rallying as much as our company resources as possible to help with the end of quarter deliveries. The automaker is expected to report its quarterly vehicle delivery numbers in the next few days." I would I would say Wednesday, and I'm not a fanatical Tesla watcher, but I would say Wednesday morning, maybe before the market opens, or maybe Wednesday after close of trading, will be when we finally hear how many cars Tesla delivered, and that's the key thing, delivered, in quarter three. Okay, moving on. The term gas station may no longer be an accurate description for a Circle K refueling outlet in Oslo, in Norway, after it became the first in the world to replace all gas pumps with electric car chargers earlier this week, according to Newsweek. I mentioned this story briefly earlier in the week. Now we can tell you more. The Oslo Circle K is one of the company's 16,000 gas stations that they have around the world. But this location is the only one so far from any company that's completely converted all of their gas pumps to all electric refueling. The conversion to electric fuel fast chargers came at the same time as the United Nations Climate Action Summit was taking place in New York. And Christina Boo, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Electric Car Association, said in a press release that it was extra fun to highlight this at the same time the world leaders were discussing climate change. And staying on this topic, the first gas station in the US that's been transitioned from a petroleum station to EV chargers opened yesterday in Tacoma Park, Maryland, says CNBC.com. So just behind Tesla by a matter by a matter of days. RS Automotives, the local gas station, has been around since 1958. And Pessoir Doley, owner of the station since 1997, said he was already unhappy with the way that oil and gasoline companies structure their contracts, limiting the use of multiple suppliers, including clauses that extend contracts when a certain volume of sales is not met, and limiting the maintenance and support. These business factors were pushing him to consider other options. A nudge from his daughter was the final step in convincing Doley to make the switch to EV charging. There are more than 20,700 registered EVs in Maryland, and the area has an EV taxi service, always in need of more chargers for their business. The gas station conversion was jointly funded by the EV Institute and the Maryland Energy Administration. He got a grant for $786,000 to do this. I'll pop a link to CNBC in the show notes if you'd like to read more about that story. Now, another story that I mentioned earlier in the week, and we can finally play you some video, some sound of this. Hyundai Motorsport hit the Hungaroring with its all-electric Veloster N to get it primed and ready for next year's electric touring car racing championship. And it sounds freaking cool, says Jalopnik. It has a much higher pitch to its powertrain than something like Formula E. Both have that whistly quality that's common with EVs as opposed to the low grumble of a combustion engine. Talking of grumbling, I'm sure there'll be a few piston fans grumbling about this noise, but I don't know about you, I absolutely love this sound. Got some onboard action now on this new electric touring car. Have a listen to this. All right, video is about 4 minutes long, so I'll pop a link in the show notes if you want to watch the whole thing. Maserati are next, and today they confirmed they were electrifying their whole range from sports cars to saloons and crossovers. Big news today. The company is turning its Italian headquarters into an electric car centre of excellence, confirming that all future Maseratis will be made in Italy. Says Tim Pollard, the main man at Car Magazine. Maserati revealed, he says, that every new model in the pipeline will either be hybrid or fully battery electric, and vowed that the switch from oil to electrons and volts won't dent its commitment to innovation and the high performance embedded in Maserati's DNA. It also committed to extended range and ultra-fast charging capabilities made easy by the brand's late arrival into the EV space. You can follow Tim, by the way, as I do, and actually I know Tim. Tim Pollard Cars is his Twitter, at Tim Pollard Cars. He looks after Car Magazine in this country, one of my faves. I'll pop a link in the show notes if you want to read more about that story. Well, from an expensive Maserati to an even more expensive Bentley, the new Bentayga plug-in hybrid went on sale today here in the UK, with prices starting from a little over £1,000, says Motor1.com. Well, the luxury 4x4 is described by Bentley as the world's first true electrified luxury car. Few people would argue with that. However, that's what Bentley have said. The world's first true electrified luxury car, and offers an all-electric range of just 24 miles on the WLTP efficiency test, of course, because it probably weighs a couple of tons and the rest. It's got 126 brake horsepower electric motor, and that does kick in to eliminate turbo lag when you're out and about and driving on your piston. Meanwhile, the power comes from a high-voltage battery that gets recharged in 2.5 hours. Let's hope that the Bentley buyers of this car that have got £133,000 just down the back of the sofa drive this for a while, love the electric feel, and their next car is all electric. Well, let's go down under, and Australia's getting more ultra rapid charging. Bonza ChargeFox, which claims to be Australia's largest EV charging network, is increasing the number of ultra rapid EV chargers it has in the country, as per Business Insider Australia. The company revealed the target locations for 22 sites in the first phase of ultra rapid EV charging in Australia. It's part of ChargeFox's broader goal to have more than 100 ultra-rapid charging sites in the country. They have 5 ultra-rapid stations open and 17 more in the works, connecting Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brizzy, and additional sites in WA, in Western Australia, where even Australians don't go, and Tasmania. I jest, Western Australia, of course. It's full of Australians, but probably full of also of expats from Britain. Yeah, plenty of us Brits have moved over to Perth and enjoying the sunshine of WA. I've been once. I went for New Year 2000 something, 5, 4, 5, 3. Oh my goodness, time flies. I went for New Year in Perth, and a very enjoyable evening it was as well. Right, final story today, and this is it may put a smile on your face or may not. I don't know. But, you know, I told you a couple of weeks ago that Rimac and Mate Rimac and the man behind the company wanted to crash test the Rimac C2 in order to make it available all around the world. Because if you don't do your crash tests, it limits on where and when and how you sell. And he wanted the car to be on general sale all around the world. And so that's what they've had to do. They've had to take 5 of these Rimac C2s, cars that will do 258 miles an hour, and crash them into bits. But it's important to do in order to prove their safety. Now, Rimac have released a video containing footage of the cars crashing. I'll remind you that each one will go on sale for £1.5 million. It's all part of their homologation process. Not only will it ensure it's safe and road legal, but also it means that around the world you can indeed sell the car. But still, 5 cars, and they had to smash them to pieces, says Top Gear. It's never easy watching a super rare, desirable electric hypercar that's got 1,887 brake horsepower get squished. A reminder on the stats, 0 to 62, 1.97 seconds, 0 to 100 miles an hour. 4.3. The quarter mile in 9.1. 186 miles an hour gets reached in 11.8 seconds. So from now to 12 seconds time, you could be doing 186 miles an hour. For those that can afford it, you're going to enjoy that car. Right, let's talk about question of the week this week with myev.com. What do you want to hear on this podcast? Is it only about pure electric cars? Is it a bit of hybrid news? Is it plug-in news? Do you want to hear about bikes, scooters, planes and boats? And what else? Let me know. And we can tailor that so that as we head into 2020, we're knocking on show 600. We can make sure that this podcast is everything that you want it to be. And means you can share it with your friends and family and people you know who might be interested. And it can be a podcast that you truly believe in, enjoy and are happy to share. So let me know. My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. If you want to leave a comment on YouTube and the Facebook comments, that's good as well. I'm really rubbish at checking the Facebook. So do the YouTube. Do the YouTube, because I'm always checking the YouTube comments. There are 254 patrons of the podcast, and your generosity means we get to make the show. Patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Hello, Phil. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, our premium partner. Hello, Brad. Brad Crosby, a premium partner, and the gang at Avid Technology. They'll be back on very soon. 592 shows in the archive, new ones come at you first and free and automatically on all the major platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify. The blog is evnewsdaily.com if you want to check out that. It's a simple WordPress blog. Please don't get your hopes up. It's done. It's self-done by me, and I know nothing about making websites. So it is super simple, but it gets the job done. If you want to see any of the show notes, if you want to catch up on the social, search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.